This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkey's president says his country may part ways with the European Union, suggesting Turkey may end its bid to become a member of the bloc. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told reporters the European Union is trying to sever ties with Turkey. He added, "We will evaluate these developments, and after these evaluations, we might part ways with the European Union if it is necessary." His remarks came following a report adopted by the European Parliament, which stated the accession process cannot resume under the current circumstances. The report calls on the EU to explore a parallel and realistic framework for EU-Turkey relations. I'm Karen Chamas.
Supporters of Iran's protest movement rallied in front of the White House.
State-affiliated media reported arrests of several, quote, counter-revolutionaries and, quote, terrorists across the country. It said security forces had foiled plots to create disturbances around illegal demonstrations. The death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini in the custody of the morality police last year for allegedly flouting the Islamic Republic's mandatory dress code triggered months of protests. Mahsa Amini's death represented the biggest show of opposition to the authorities in years. Rights group says more than 500 people were killed in the protests, and Iran carried out 7 executions linked to the unrest.
The top American military officer says North Korea may be able to boost Russia's supply of artillery munitions for the war in Ukraine, but Army General Mark Milley says that's not likely to make a big difference. This is VOA News. Two cargo vessels arrived in Ukraine on Saturday. A Ukrainian port official said it's the first ships to use a temporary corridor to sail into Black Sea ports and load grain for African and Asian markets. 5 vessels have so far left the port of Odessa using the corridor, which hugs the western Black Sea coast near Romania and Bulgaria. Ovidio Guzman, a son of imprisoned Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, has been extradited to the United States to face fentanyl trafficking charges in a boost for the Biden administration's push to curb the spread of the deadly opioid.
The younger Guzman was briefly arrested in 2019, but he was released on orders of the Mexican president at that time to avoid bloodshed. The State Department has been offering a reward worth millions of dollars for information leading to the arrest or conviction of Ovidio Guzman and 3 of his brothers. Court documents say they allegedly controlled extensive operations trading fentanyl, a highly addictive poison that kills nearly 200 Americans daily, and they allegedly reaped hundreds of millions of dollars in profits by flooding the United States with the drug.
That is Reuters' Ryan Chang reporting. Millions of people were under storm watches as Hurricane Lee was downgraded and bared down on New England and Canada.
Hurricane Lee is now post-tropical Cyclone Lee. The storm expected to make landfall today in Nova Scotia in Canada, but its immense size means areas hundreds of miles from its center, such as New England, could see dangerous winds, high seas, and flooding rains. Cruise ships found refuge at berths while lobstermen pulled their costly traps from the water and hauled their boats inland, leaving some harbors looking like ghost towns. States of emergency were already declared for Massachusetts and Maine. Lee lashed the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, and Bermuda before turning northward. I'm Julie Walker.
Brazilian authorities say that a small passenger plane crashed in the Amazon rainforest, killing all 14 people on board. Amazon's state governor says on social media that the plane went down Saturday with 2 crew members and 12 passengers. And local media say that the PTSOG aircraft had taken off from the state capital and crashed while trying to land in heavy rain. The report saying that the passengers were tourists on their way to fish. Brazilian Air Force says it sent a team to collect information and preserve any evidence that could be used for the investigation. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.